Saturday, 25th week, Ordinary Time 2. Reading, first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verses 9 to 12, to chapter 12, verse 8. Rejoice, O young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, the vision of your eyes, yet understand that, as regard all this, God will bring you to judgment. War of grief from your heart, and put away trouble from your presence, though the dawn of youth is fleeting. Remember the Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the year approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun is darkened, and the light, and the moon, and the stars, while the clouds return after the rain, when the guardians of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the runners are idle, because they are few, and they who look to the window grow blind. When the doors to the street are shut, and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are spread, and one fear hides, and perils in the street. When the almond tree gloom, and the locust grow sluggish, and the carpetberry is without effect, because man goes to his lasting home, and mourners go about the streets, before the silver cord is snapped, and the golden bow is broken, and the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the broken pulley falls into the well, and the dust returns to the earth as it once was, and the life breath returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, say Kohelet, all things are vanity. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 43 to 45. And all were astonished by the majesty of God, why they were all amazed at his every deed. He said to his disciples, pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning were hidden from them so that they should not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Live present moment with a future goal. In La Fontaine Fables, there is a story which illustrates true living attitude in life. One of the cicadas, who only live the present moment without caring for what the future shall be. The other one of the ants, who live the present moment but always prepared for the future. When the winter comes, the cicada run out of food and come to the ant house to borrow some food. Same as human life, There are many people who only live their present moment without thinking or caring for their future. In contrast, there are some people who, though happily live in the present moment, but always prepare for their future. This must be the attitude of the faithful, as Jesus warned his disciples about the last day. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angel in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. See Mark chapter 13, verses 32 to 33. Today's readings advise people to always prepare for what shall come. Do not let the future cast them at a tip in the night. In the first reading, the author of Kohelet advised young people to fully live their present life without forgetting their future, because they shall have to face death and to answer before God for all of their acts which they did when they still live in the world. In the Gospel, Jesus carefully prepared for his disciples to face his passion, death, and resurrection by announcing it three times. But they did not want to understand or to accept them as reported in today's Gospel. Second analysis. First reading. Live the present life, but do not forget the future life. When people are young and healthy, not many of them want to think about their old age, sickness, or death. They are busy to enjoy their young life and to satisfy all passions of their flesh. The author of Kohelet did not prohibit them to enjoy their life, but wanted them to pay a special attention to the following four things. First, they must be responsible for all their acts. They must present before God, and He shall judge all what they did, and nothing shall be left unchecked. Zut is the air of arrogant and reckless. Whatever they want, they will do it. They do not want to listen to anyone who prevents them from doing it and have a little regard for authority. Moreover, they must also endure the results of their act even in this life, either on themselves or on their family and community, such as sickness, prison, and death. Second, they can enjoy life, but should revere the one who created them. Do not wait for their old age to do it. Many young people think, seeing God is compassionate and merciful, He shall forgive all their sin if they repent, so they can recklessly enjoy their life and wait until they lie on their deathbed. At that time, they shall repent at the good tip on the right side on Jesus' cross. They forget that death can happen for anyone at any time. There are many who died at very young age. Moreover, it is not easy to repent on the deathbed. Once they are so deep in their sin, once the devil takes possession of their life, they shall have no strength to return to God. These are only negative factors. But when people know and revere God in their youth, they still can both enjoy their life and walk in God's righteous way. Third, they must face their old age. When people are young, they have no idea of what they shall become when they are old. The best way to prepare for their old age is to care for their parents or relatives. They shall see and feel all vulnerabilities of the old age, psychologically such as loneliness, fear, worry, physically such as forgetfulness, blindness, deafness, lack of coordination, etc. The author of Kohelet poetically described the old age as follows. When the guardians of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the grinders are idle, because they are few, and they who look through the window grow blind. When the doors to the street are shut, and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are suppressed, and one fear hides and peril in the street, when the almond tree blooms, and the locust grows sluggish, and the copperberry is without effect, because man goes to his lasting home, and mourners go about the streets. 4. They must face death. There is a certain fact, and no one can escape it. After the death is the judgment day, as mentioned above. Therefore, everybody must prepare for death when they are still living. The author advised, before the silver cord is snapped, and the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the broken pulley falls into the well, and the dirt returns to the earth as it once was, and the life breath returns to God who gave it. Second, the gospel. All are astonished about Jesus' power. Luke's short reports about Jesus' foretelling of his passion for the second time happened after the transfiguration and the healing of the little boy possessed by devil, which Jesus' disciples could not heal. See Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 43. The first foretelling happened right after Peter's confession of Jesus' identity as Caesarea Philippi. And today is the second time. Third point, Jesus must endure suffering. Jesus declared to his disciples, pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. The purpose of Jesus' transfiguration happened right after Jesus' first revelation is to empower his disciples so that they might overcome what will happen to them at his passing. Jesus knew that if his disciples do not have hope in him, they will easily give up when they face his passing and death on the cross. Second point, His disciples are not willing to accept the ways of suffering. Third, the disciples did not understand what Jesus said. The evangelist Luke said that the disciples did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them. The disciples are also like many of us. We cannot understand why a glorified God who has power over devils and all sickness does not choose a powerful way to save, but chooses the way of suffering to redeem people. Second, the disciples were afraid to ask him about that. They did not dare to ask him because they were afraid to fake a truth that they do not want to accept. They wanted Jesus to accept their way of salvation. They do not want to accept Jesus' way of salvation. This can be seen in Peter's attitude when he took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid, Lord, this shall never happen to you." See Matthew chapter 16, verse 22. Application in life. We must live our present life and prepare for our future life. We enjoy our zange, but also prepare to face our old age. We must practice having a firm faith when we are still young, so we can face the reality of the old age with all kinds of sickness and death. When we are prepared and ready, we shall not be surprised when what we expected come and know how to successfully solve them. Amen.